Phyllis Schlafly has been an icon of conservative women in the U.S. for decades. The longtime political strategist, author, and mother of six recently stopped by our studios to talk about her work and her life. She also shared with us some of the songs that have inspired her throughout the years, part of our occasional series we call In Your Ear.
I'm Phyllis Schlafly, president of Eagle Forum, and politics has been my hobby all my life. When I started my organization, Eagle Forum, I climbed up on the stage of a riverboat on the Mississippi River, and I got one of my singing friends to sing one of my most favorite songs, Stout-Hearted Men.
You who have dreams, if you ask, they will come true. Don't turn your dreams to a fact.
I was urging my followers to be stout-hearted and take on the battle against all the powers that be. After 10 years, we succeeded in defeating them and defeating the Equal Rights Amendment.
When stout-hearted men can stick together,
I'm also a fan of all of Beethoven's music. I like Beethoven's Ninth. The Ode to Joy, the first symphony that had a full choral group. And I like the musical operettas. Showboat is my most favorite. I'm a big fan of Old Man River. Of course, I've lived here in St. Louis on the Great Mississippi River all my life.
There's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man that I'd like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land?
I like to hear it, and whoever sings that has to have a deep and rich voice.
Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something.
To hear my full conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, please go to the program page of NPR.org and select Tell Me More.
He keeps on.